Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
A little twist on Dirty's Daily today. We've been telling everybody out there about this this announcement, Sports Radio 610. Our boss man, Parker, he's got an announcement, not just to the Drive family, to all of the Sports Radio 610 listeners, and it is 4:03. So hopefully you're out there, you've been waiting for this this big announcement. Here it is. Park, take it over, baby.
Clint, I appreciate you guys letting me co-opt a little bit of your segment here, and I'll do my best not to pull a Trent Baalke and fart in the middle of the awesome Sports Radio 610 announcement.
No, man. Please do. That'd be great.
You can pause and step out and stand out there for 12 seconds before you come back in and make that announcement.
Excuse me.
Trent Baalke going on in here.
Awesome. Look, well, we've got a ton of incredible Sports Radio 610 listeners out there, and don't usually do this. Don't usually get a chance to take everybody behind the curtain of what's going on here at the station. But I felt like right now was a really good opportunity for me to do that. For anyone who's wondering if my announcement has anything to do with Tyler not being here today, it doesn't. Tyler, you're safe. I know you're listening.
Man, I figured you fired him if he didn't have the guts to come in for half the show for you to do it live on air, man.
Tyler, you didn't have the balls to be here. No. Take some Tums. See you back here tomorrow. Look, I'm sure for anybody who's listened to us, if you stuck with us over these last couple of months, some people maybe haven't because, look, I've seen all the texts. We've seen the texts. We've seen the frustration and the complaints about our radio signal being maybe not as good as it has been in the past since about February 1. Full disclosure, pulling back the curtain, we've been doing some construction on our radio tower. In fact, we actually moved it. And, you know, as the boss, I felt like it was responsibility for me to come in here and let our listeners know what's been going on. It was supposed to take about a week and a half. It ended up taking about 2 months. So here's the message. For all of you who listened, Sports Radio 610 listeners, our family, thank you if you've stuck with us over these last couple of months. Tell your friends we're back. As of last Friday, we've got the tower moved. The construction is done. We are 100% ready to rock and roll just in time for the draft, just in time for the Texans releasing their new uniforms on Tuesday. I know we'll have plenty of thoughts on that, as will our listeners. If you've listened, thanks for staying with us. Tell all your friends we're back. If you haven't listened and you just popped in because you saw there was a massive announcement coming, man, I hope you stick with us because, look, the construction was necessary. We had to move. We brought some new equipment in. We've made what I understand from our engineering team and all the hardworking people that have put all this project together that we should be back clearer than ever at a larger radius than ever, which is awesome for us. Obviously, you can hear us on the Odyssey app. You can hear us on Kilt FM HD2. But Sports Radio 610, that signal on 610 AM is stronger than it ever has been and will continue to be strong going forward. So thanks again for sticking with us, man.
Yeah, look, exciting times for all of us here, Parker. I mean, simply because, like you said, I mean, with that change comes a bigger, stronger signal that reaches more people. And and we can, you know, there's new opportunity there, obviously, to grow. So big future here at Sports Radio 610.
100%. And yeah, look, the majority of the messages that we got the text, we got your messages on X and on Instagram.
We hear you.
We hear you. I know it was frustrating, frankly. I was frustrated. I know Clint, Ron, Landry, John, Sean, Seth, our whole crew was frustrated too. And it didn't feel right for me to pop in and make messages or, you know, say things every other week. Hey, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
You know, we were told all along it would be a short project, and it got longer and longer and longer for a multitude of reasons that I won't dig into. But what's important is we're back. We're 100%. We're better than ever. Just in time for the draft and just in time for the biggest portion of what we do here in the spring.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, too, it gives us an opportunity to once again let the folks know that obviously the AM dial 610 where we've always been. I think you mentioned 100.3 HD, HD2 is a way to listen. And then obviously all the different streaming opportunities with the Odyssey app. It's absolutely tremendous. All the different features there.
YouTube and Twitch, yeah, and other ways you can listen.
There it is, man.
100%.
YouTube and Twitch. And so there's plenty of ways to catch us. So in the future moving forward, hopefully it's you know, everything is fine and dandy with all the different vehicles that we have. But if anything ever goes wrong, boom, we got all these different ways that you can consume Sports Radio 610. And we appreciate everybody out there, however you are consuming our show.
Definitely. And real quick before I go, there is one other thing that I absolutely have to address.
By the way, people texting in saying it has gotten better.
We had
it cleared up.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad that all of my sources and everybody that I've been working with has told me that it's fixed. It actually is. I'm glad I'm not on here just absolutely lying to your face. No. We've put a lot of time and effort into this. We've had a team working on this as hard as they possibly can, and I'm glad that we're back at a space where I'm comfortable with it, where we can be heard throughout the Houston metro area, and even further than that extending. So real quick before I go, though, I do need to address this because I have been listening. Yeah. Ronald.
Just Ron.
Peaches.
Wow.
What's my name again?
Come on now.
Come at me
don't be shy now. Don't be shy now.
I tried to warn you over here.
It's Parker Hillis.
Okay.
Park.
Yeah, but that. There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it a building?
You know, not sure how I feel about being called Park. Yeah, it doesn't feel official. It doesn't feel super comfortable.
Well, he said it doesn't feel official.
I mean,
it don't feel like the boss, huh? Park don't feel like the boss.
I mean, look, I guess there's maybe one way that I would consider being okay with being called Park. And Chris and Tyler, wherever you're at on the toilet back
he's
at home,
listening. He's listening.
Feel free to text in, call in, do what you need to do. Clint, I guess I would be agreeable to being called Park under like maybe one caveat.
What's that?
Because it flows so well. Yeah. Just say it. Park.
Ron, you willing to officially bring the show nickname back?
Listen, it's dead. Stop.
The showman.
It's dead.
I mean, we're going to have to work something out here.
It's all right. My fault, Parker.
It can't be that. Look, it can't be that big of a deal.
It's dead, guys.
What you do every day is put on a show, Ron.
Well, yes.
I need to hear the show, and I get it. The bet was great. It was important, and I know you're a man who wants to stand on his word.
I stick to my bets. It may take me a while to pay the portions of it, but I stick to my bets.
I get it. Look, all I'm saying is I feel like now we're about to hit the draft once again. We're a year removed from the bet happening. We got our C.J. Stroud, which, God forbid, we would have gotten Bryce Young.
It would have been much better with this coaching staff, but yes.
Maybe. But look, we're a year removed. Can we at least consider bringing the show nickname back? And if we do, I'll consider allowing you to call me Park.
You're unbelievable.
You're on the spot, man.
No, you're unbelievable.
He's unbelievable, but you're on the spot.
Listen, I would expect this from a lot of people. And now let's look at these people.
They want it back, don't they?
They want it back, man. Wow.
It's tattooed on your leg, for crying out loud.
Just consider it. The people are calling for it. I'm calling for it. If you're not willing to consider it, I'll see you in my office after the show.
Wow. Okay. You know what? How about I come up with... I would like to negotiate this. I've got a few things in mind that I would listen to potentially.
Is Peaches one of them? Chris, have the drop ready. Come on, man.
I got a few things that maybe we could talk about that I may be able to bargain. Look at this is ridiculous.
Well, you got the wheels spinning. That's good stuff.
Good, good. All right, awesome. Thank you, fellas.
Parker. All right, Parker. Parker, we appreciate that. That's Parker Hillis, program director here at Sports Radio 16.
Force him into being the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should. I mean, you're getting a lot of pressure. Text line all the way to the boss.
We do it for the people. Someone
did say.
Well, look, that alligator mouth you got that hummingbird ass in trouble. You got to go back to show.
Someone did say that your boss has the speech pattern of Nick Caserio. I never heard of that.
That's great. Well, look, here's the deal. I mean, everybody knows we're back to full power, and we got a wider reach than we've ever had. That's a beautiful truth here at Sports Radio 610, and we're looking forward to rolling with this thing and doing bigger numbers than we've ever done. So I'm excited about it.
It is. This does not also come down to a listener vote. No, it doesn't.
Oh, we'll figure that out, man. Hey, but in honor of Trent Baalke, real quick, I don't know if you just now started listening, let's play that audio. Let's play that audio real quick, Santiago. The Jacksonville Jaguars general manager is in the middle of a press conference, and this happens.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
All right, one more time. Just in case, for those of y'all that are hearing
that
for the first time, I need you to really lean in now. I need you to really lean in. This guy's dead-ass serious. This isn't a joke. This is general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trent Baalke. One more time.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
My man broke wind so loud. That mic is, he's sitting in a chair in a press conference setting, and that mic is all of 2.5 feet above his ass, where that just came from.
I would have thought he has an ass on his microphone.
A microphone on his ass?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was – so he breaks wind in the middle of a press conference. And in honor of that, we've already discussed it. In honor of that, I'd like to ask you, Ron, when was the last time you broke wind and were embarrassed by it?
Oh, that's easy. One of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And, you know, I'm generally – for the most part, you know, as conversation just had with our boss, I really don't. Not that I don't care, but you know, it takes a little bit to embarrass.
Sure,
me.
Sure.
I was at a Target on the way to work. There's a Target right by the station in Kansas City. I was doing midday, so it was about 7:30 or so. Early, not a lot of people there at Target. I don't remember what I was picking up, but I remember walking in the aisle and I knew I was alone. I turned around. I turned around. There was nobody in the aisle. And I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and let this one off.
We slip one out, huh?
And it was a little, you know, it was a little louder than I anticipated, but I pushed it out. I turned around. And I don't know where that kid came from. This kid was starting to stock the shelves.
Oh, he worked there.
Yeah, his name was Garrett with two T's. He's just there looking at me with a mixture of laughter and shock.
Sure. Like all those videos that go viral now. Because
it had the sound of Trent. It was, and there was no mic. So it was just me and him in the aisle. And I said, oh my God, man, I'm sorry. I said, I acknowledged it. Yeah, I mean, it was. Like I when I turned to go to the other shelf, I could see somebody in red in the corner of my eye. And I was like, oh my God. And I just looked and he's ready to fall out. Right. Looks like a college kid or something that worked there. Right. And I took a picture with him. We left the show with it. But that was.
Oh, did you tell him who you were?
Yeah, I said,
hey, listen to the radio, man.
This, I'm going to yep, Garrett, two T's. That's it.
Oh, Garrett and KC.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was. I mean, there was nobody there. This kid is as if he spun into position.
Right, right.
I mean,
That's great.
That was embarrassing.
I think the one time I got embarrassed was not the one time. The last time I was laid in bed with my now wife. I mean, there's a lot of my life I was single. I mean, there's a good chunk of my life that wherever I was at home, I was alone. So like worrying about where I break wind and when I break wind was not a deal, right? Well, I mean, there's nothing better than that first thing in the morning, you know, before you even get your eyes good and open, man. Oh, just man. You feel it, man. You just good little push and get it out of there. And clearly I had a pretty strong habit of that. And it was the first time that I came down here and I spent the night at her place.
There we go. Big night.
And I'm laid up in the bed, and it's early enough in the or late enough in the morning where the sun's beaming in. It's bright, you know. And I just that old eyes just, you know, kind of some little bit just awake enough to fart. And I let it. It wasn't no high. I let that sucker just rip. And then right as I hear it, like it, I realize where I'm at. Like I'm thinking I'm laying in my bed alone by myself, you know, because I'm still half asleep. I realize I'm in the bed with my girlfriend who has never heard me break wind before.
Did she acknowledge it or just act like nothing?
No, she did not acknowledge it. She just act like she didn't hear it. Well, then I asked her. I said, did you? She's like, yeah, I heard it. I just didn't want to embarrass you. I mean, it was
like you did her later on.
I knew that. Well, once she laughed at that, like once she said she thought, oh, I took it all.
You might as well.
Then I discussed myself how often I break wind around her. No wonder she doesn't think as highly of me now as she did then.
But luckily for her, it never takes her out of the mood.
I mean, could you imagine being laid up? I mean, like I said, this is my wife now, obviously. But this just laid up, boy, with old dime piece sitting over there, and you just, whoa. Wait a minute. And you realize right as it comes out of your old butt cheeks that you laid next to a lady. Oh, it was bad.
I want to apologize again to Garrett right now. I really am sorry. That wasn't a part of his plan on that day.
I don't apologize, babe. You knew you had her. If you knew, Ron, how gaseous I was, that I am as a human being, you would
I bet
you would thank me on a monthly basis for not breaking wind in here.
But I bet you she didn't know what she was getting her.
Oh, she didn't. Into. She did not. That was the beginning. That was the tip of the iceberg. That was the tip of the turd.
All right, how important is this game tonight? Justin Verlander on the mound. They play the Washington Nationals. How important is this game tonight? We'll discuss and tell you coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
(713) 572-4610 Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this as well. How big a game is this tonight? And I'll discuss it. I think this tonight may be one of the most important regular season games since they've had this run, I'd say this golden era run since 2015. I think tonight is. We'll jump into that. I want to get your thoughts. How important is this game tonight? It's early, this ain't that big a deal, or is this a big one? Justin Verlander pitching tonight. I'm seeing people on the text line after our boss Parker Hillis came on and just took this time. I thought he was coming on to tell the people that that there was an issue that's been fixed with the towers, but it seems like to me he used that as a front to try to force my hand into going back with the show. And it's dead, as I've said. Now he's trying to make me come to his office afterwards to discuss this. I felt in a way, Clinton, Chris, that it was almost one of the nicest strong-arming tactics I've ever had done to me. So that's something
so I'm not have to listen to. By the way, his first thing, someone texted in, thank you, Parker, for the update and explanation. I'm a P1 listener while I work all day. I was wondering what was wrong, but battled through it. Glad to know all is moving forward. So we appreciate you rolling with us, and hopefully that is not anything you have to deal with anymore. I'm thinking of, I feel like this is a route to maybe negotiate. And
what are you negotiating?
I just, like, it seems like it's something that he wants, and I'm just thinking, I have a thought in my head. If, like, the first thing that comes to mind is if they would go half with me on payment for a blue check mark.
Oh, so you want to negotiate something out of the deal if you change your
name? If I go back to show, I'll change it all.
Oh, you think the company should pay for it?
Half. Just, I'm not going to get greedy and just say pay for the whole thing.
Right.
Half.
What are we talking about, $8 a month?
I mean, I think we could probably tackle the full year subscription right off the bat here if we could just go half on
it. So you'll see, you would let them buy the name show for $32.
Yeah.
Or would it be more than that? I'm thinking it's $64 a year or something like that. Isn't that what I heard?
I think it's more than that.
I thought if you do it in a whole year, it's 60. I thought I saw that somewhere. I could be wrong, but anyway,
$168 for the premium plus here.
Right, so $168.
I'm just saying, we
so
go half
$84.
On it.
$84.
Yeah,
you'd sell your soul for $84.
Not sell my soul. I think that would be a part of it. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Tyler's sitting here with 11,000 followers here, and I think a lot of it having to do with this blue check mark. I need to pass that.
Hold on, so
I'm thinking maybe we go half on that.
Get that check mark up there and start rolling with it.
Half on that, and then when I pass, it's all coming together now.
Where are you at right now?
When I pass the 11,000 mark, I'll switch over to show.
Oh, wow, that's easy.
I'll pass the 11,000 mark.
Where are you at right now?
In the 8,000s.
Oh, that's easy. 3,000. You got 3,000 follows. You're going back to show.
You're right. 15,000. You're right.
No, you're right. No, 15,000.
No, you're right.
I'm not letting you. He's not agreeing to this.
In my mind, yes.
He's not agreeing to this.
I'm just saying. There it is.
That can be a part. That'd be a caveat. That ain't the whole thing.
That's a final.
No.
You think I need to go for more?
No. No.
I think that's, you're right. 15th, if I get to 15,000 followers.
And what, there's got to be something else. No.
And they go half and
half.
We're
raising money, man. We're raising money for something.
I could raise money. Within that, I need 15,000 followers.
Yeah, we can get that. You have to follow Ron and donate to something and to get the name back.
We can do that.
Buy the name back. We're
going to
buy the name back via donating.
But we can still go half on half on this blue check mark.
Now, I know the company. I think we can get you to 15,000, and I think we can raise a nice chunk of money for cancer or something. We can raise some money. I doubt very seriously you're going to get $82 or whatever it is a year out of the company.
Well, it's off.
I'm just telling you.
I don't know how you're going to play hardball here.
I mean, isn't that something? I mean, it'd be easier to get 15,000 followers.
Let's do it.
And raise a bunch of money than it is.
You think I'm going too low, Chris?
With what, 15? Big city.
I don't know. I feel like that's a little too high. 15.
That's a deal. That for 11. Me right now. We can raise something. Let's figure out a cause to raise some cash for. But I will take back on show under the parameters of I get over 15,000. Followers,
let's clean this up.
And 80, and I need half on that blue check.
I'm gonna clean this up, and we're gonna get a real commitment out of Ron. We're gonna get a real commitment. It's gonna be cut and dry. Like right now, there's too much.
I need it to benefit me.
No doubt. But it's way too, like, you're way too wishy-washy right now. You're over with that silly ass smirk on your face, and you just like you're just shooting in the wind. You just like, oh, a 15 of it? No. We're gonna get some hard numbers. And some hard, I mean, put it in writing, put it on paper. Here it is. You got to follow Ron on Twitter. You got to donate to this cancer research or something. Whatever, we're gonna figure that out.
I really have a special place in my heart for kids with at-risk youth. We could do it.
Okay, at-risk youth. That's fine. We can do. That'd be great. See, now we're on to something. We're gonna clean this thing up. We're gonna bring it to the people on Sports Radio 610, and I'm gonna be doing radio with the damn show again, y'all.
And to me, and I also don't want to minimize the fact that they do have this premium package here, and it's, and now it is $14 a month, but I think we can go ahead and knock it out and get the 168. I'll come to the table with my 80, and my 84. We do that too. That's got
to
be a part of it.
We may get Parker Hillis, not Park Park. We may get Parker Hillis to just foot the bill for that.
I'll stop calling him Park Park.
I think it's probably good for your job security if you do that. Anyway,
I just want
to sound his voice,
seemed,
but okay.
He seemed to be a little upset about it. But
sure wasn't embracing.
I'm just saying here that's where I am. Got to figure out the raise the money portion of this.
It's easy. We got that. We'll get it.
We'll get that. All right.
Oh yeah.
That'll be where I go. Got to do that.
Absolutely. If you know how to do anything around here, we know how to raise some money. Absolutely.
We're
gonna put a timestamp. We're gonna put a timestamp on this thing too. When's your birthday? May what? Fifth.
Fifth. I don't think we need to put a timestamp.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You want a timestamp?
You got to. You can't just raise money for eternity.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess you probably could, I don't know that that's the.
How much we raising? We got to really figure.
You know, that's the other part of this thing is we got to get you to 15,000, so everybody's got to follow you, and then we've got to. It's got to be a decent number. Like in order to buy back the show, we the people, we have to raise. I don't know, 5,000, 10,000. I don't know whatever it is. We'll figure it out. We'll get it all mapped out for everybody.
Well, many of you have texted
present it to the people nice and clear.
Have rolled through. Bring back show. Bring back.
Buyback.
These are my parameters.
He's dead ass serious, dude.
You're over on the show. It could come back.
Hey, you can keep your tattoo.
It could come back. It could. And listen, I got to use what you got, man. This premium package, man. I'm telling you, boy, this is it.
I wonder what it does. I mean, I see there on Twitter. I mean, Twitter's for some folks that have obviously paid for it. I mean, hell, it looks like Facebook.
Like
they write a whole damn story on it.
Tyler's able to do it.
I mean, I read one earlier, Ryan, about, I don't remember who it was from, but it was about Tyreek Hill and how his numbers, deep catch numbers and explosive numbers, all these have been better in the 2 years with Tua than it was with Mahomes. And the point was really like, where are all the people that were talking about Tua's arm strength, not being able to throw the deep ball, not being able to do this and that. But it literally was, I mean, I had to scroll twice to get to the bottom.
Longer videos is too.
You can do longer videos? That's exactly what you need. You need longer celebration cigar videos. 80, that's what you need.
Listen, $84, over 15,000.
I think Parker Hillis he'll foot that bill. If we can get the other part taken care of, I think he'll come up $82 a year.
Well, we'll figure that out. All right. Park Parker will love this.
Whoa. See, he can't. We're trying to get this deal. We're trying to get him to pay
Parker
out of his own money.
Just
okay, there
right
you go.
Now. Just saying. May 5th. April 19th. I like that. I think we got something here. I really like how we brainstormed this out. Just saying. Could be Ron the show. Right now, it's real Ron Hughley.
We'll get it switched up.
We'll get it switched up. All right, I see some people jumping in. How important is this game tonight? I will tell you how I think it is. I think this has to be top five, top ten most important regular season game that the Houston Astros have had in the last 9 years during this golden era of baseball. We'll discuss that, I promise, coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint, I don't know about you, and I've seen some people text in. I think this is a big game. I know there are people with the early deal. I think this is a huge, huge game tonight. And I think Justin Verlander being on the mound makes this even bigger, because I think he can be a calming influence and bigger than just a, oh, he had a quality start like Hunter Brown did. I think if their dude comes back and comes in and pitches a guy that they believe in, that means more to them than just him, his one start, him being around. I know you've talked about it. I think that is an important start. And then obviously if it goes the other way for the psyche of the ball club, I think that could be an issue. I think this is a massive, massive regular season game.
Yeah, look, Ron, even with the, hey, it's everybody relax, it's early guys, that group, even with those guys, I don't know that there's any denying how important tonight is to the Houston Astros. And I'm not even talking about Verlander and the impact that he can make with what he does on the mound. I mean, I think he needs to go out there and pitch well. But ultimately, this team appears to be void of leadership, lacking leadership, and lacking alphas that are playing well, that are willing to kind of set the tone. I don't know for sure, but it seems like from a distance, covering these guys, that I'm not real sure that Joe Espada is going to be that guy, and be, even if he tries, I don't know that he's going to be very convincing of you know, getting these guys right in the right frame of mind, and whether that be put their feet to the fire and get them performing better, or of telling them, hey, don't panic, things are going to come around, and just and making sure that the waters are smooth, if you will. Either way it goes, I'm not real sure that there is a dominant force in this clubhouse that can do that. I know that's crazy to say about the Astros with the chemistry in the clubhouse that they've had, but this is the first year that I always felt Carlos Correa was that guy when you feel like, say what you want about Dusty. Dusty was absolutely that guy over the last handful of years. And right now, I just don't know who that is. And so when you look at Justin Verlander,
it's got to be him, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but I know that the potential is there and the power is there. I can remember, like, being in Dallas. Now, we weren't the Astros, obviously, but it was at the end of Troy Aikman's career. And Aikman is wired in a way, and now at that point he had won enough, so, which Verlander has as well. When Troy Aikman walked in the room, all the bull jiving stopped from everybody. It wasn't like, oh, well, Emmitt and Larry Allen and Eric Williams and all those guys.
No, everybody. I mean,
when Troy walked in the room, whether it was because you were a younger player and looking up and going, well, I don't want to piss nobody off, or if you were an older player just simply respecting the way that he goes about his business, he changed the temperature in the room, if you will. To use a phrase, he was the thermostat for the locker room at that point in time. Good, bad, or indifferent. We didn't win no games, but the point is that kind of individual that is that professional and is that accomplished and is that level of a leader, they changed the temperature in the room. I got to believe there's some level of that to Verlander. I got to believe Verlander being in this in the dugout, Verlander being on the team playing, Verlander being in a hotel, in the clubhouse, around the team, I've got to believe that there is a level of thermostat to him where other guys around the room fall in line and take heed. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know if the Astros do or don't have this issue, but with Verlander in the room, where I'm going with this is, all of a sudden, every meeting matters. Ain't no bull jive meetings, right? Every business, every trip is a business trip, not a vacation, right? Every game you take serious. I know there's 162 of them, but you take them serious. Every inning, every pitch, everything you do matters, and it just seems like, if there's any of that kind of looseness, maybe nonchalantness to what the Astros are going through, I would be shocked if Verlander's mere presence doesn't shift that to some degree.
Yeah, they have lacked, Like, that's one of the biggest things you could see. Like, there is a lack of, to me, and I could be dead wrong, but it looks like there is a lack of trust and belief of some of the people that are important pieces, leaders or decision makers. There's a lack of trust and belief that, like, they're going to help us pull us out. Yeah. They're going to help us. I think they're, I get the feel there's a lack of trust and belief in the coaches and the coaching staff that they got this thing. And I do think this, you can argue, he would probably be the number one leader on this team right now when you look at everything they've lost. And I think there is, this is somebody they trust and believe in.
Yeah, look, I think you look at this team right now, Ron, and there's one guy that I think has the ability to move the needle from a leadership standpoint, and I just don't think it's natural for him to do it. It's Altuve. Like, I think it's natural for Altuve to be the good guy.
Any of the guys that you would think, I don't think it's natural.
Well, you know, there's really the like, you look at the guys, and I think Bregman is on the fringe. I don't think Tucker's even remotely close. And I've listening to Tucker, I don't think he has it in him either. I don't think there's any.
He's a man. I go and play, do my thing.
I'm gonna roll with the whatever. Right. I think here's a crazy one. I think Jose Abreu could have been that guy if he hadn't been so bad with the career that he's had.
You can't do what he's doing and say a damn thing.
Right. And so you look around and there's just no and now you've got a manager that doesn't appear to have that either.
That's like, not Jordan. That's not
Jordan. Agreed. So it's just it's just one of those where who is that guy gonna be? I'll go out on a limb and say it. I think Justin Verlander is more important in terms of that leader, that alpha, that professional baseballer. I think that's more important now than maybe it's ever been in the Astros organization.
Yeah, I think he is somebody that has the potential to challenge them.
Sure, the challenge is a great word.
Verbally and you know, on the mound with his performance.
Absolutely. That's a great word. Because it's not about, like, I keep saying put your foot down because I can't think of exactly. Like, it's not about, like, calling guys out. It's about challenging guys to be more professional, take it more serious, to not operate and execute like it's a long season. There's 162 of them, and you've been to 7 straight ALCSs. Operate like you've never been there.
Like, right? I just say this to the both of you. Chris Santiago, who is in as well, you can jump in on this. People listening. Like, honest to God, if you're in that clubhouse and you've been there and you hear JV, hey, guys, hey, we got to go. It's like, we got to snap out of this. We got to go now. Like, we can't wait around. Like, it's not like we have to change this now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Joe Espada saying the same thing. Like, who do you potentially believe in more on that?
There ain't but one.
JV,
right, like, and it's not just like, now maybe if Dusty was here, there's a different thing, and maybe JV wouldn't even have to. But like, I'm sure Joe, in some form or fashion, has had that type of a conversation. Hey guys,
well, I hope so.
We got, right? Yeah, I hope so. Like, I gotta believe so. Like, there is like we gotta turn it up. Like, we can't. I would imagine that, but I feel like Verlander, that hits different.
Absolutely.
It would hit different even than the manager. The guy, I honest to God, I believe this in my heart, from Presley to Chaz to all of them out there. I think there is, and Tony Gwynn Jr. kind of hinted towards this yesterday. I think there is does Joe know what he's doing?
There should be.
Right there. Does Joe really, like, does he know what he's doing here? Like, are we moving in the right track? That is different than what I think this group questioned with AJ or Dusty. Does he know what he's doing? And I think some of that is there. And I think Verlander potentially helps that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no question. Look, if you're a player with the Astros sitting at 6'14", at 6-14, and you're not at the very least looking over there and going, Man, what about them lineup adjustments, man? I mean, not that I'm one way or the other, but just like, hey, man,
like he's really going to take Dubon out here.
Yeah, I mean, what about that center field deal, man? What about that moving Presley to the eighth, which is clearly, I mean, just seems to have Presley, frazzled. What about this Hader, man? He keeps. I mean, there's no way all that's going on, and a handful of them guys ain't looking up, going, man, does this first year manager know is this really what's best for us? I think it's human nature to question at this point in time, given all that we've seen. Now, the unfortunate thing is for Joe Espada is it's all happened so quickly, right? I mean, it's all just like nothing that y'all. You said it yesterday, I think beautifully. Like everything that they've done, you laid out everything that there was part of their plan. Not the injuries, but everything else that was part of their plan.
There's a lot of them in there.
A lot of it has gone sideways, and I just think that's tough for a manager to deal with. And he's a first-year manager, so I think it's human nature to kind of look at him and, ooh, we better get this thing right, coach. I want to turn this thing around a little bit.
Text line, I feel like Jose Abreu is sucking the life out of this team. He's not even playing every day. I just
he's sucking the life out of me.
I know he's sucking the life out of fans, but I don't he's not even playing every day. Like I don't look at that and say, boy, Jose Abreu is having an effect on Brian Abreu, Ryan Presley, and Josh Hader back there. I think all of it is sucking the life out of me.
Yeah.
I don't think Blair Henley looked over there and said that damn Jose Abreu. Sucking the life out of this thing when he was struggling like he was. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. A lot going on in the sports world. NBA play-in tonight. I'm gonna try to help you make a little money. There's some money to be made. I'm gonna see if Chris is in the NBA like I am. If not more,
If y'all agree on something, I'll bet on it.
We'll see if he agrees with me. And this is a big road trip for the Astros. They got 8 games against the Nationals, Cubs, and one of the worst teams in baseball, the Colorado Rockies. 8 games. What should that record be when they come back to Minute Maid after those 8 games? We'll discuss that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.